The bulk of the song is based around this lick. Now, on the studio version, you hear what I just did. On the live version, one guitar does this. While the other guitar, which is a 12 string, is basically doing this. If you put both guitar parts together, though, like what you hear on the original, you get this. So I'm going to show you both ways of playing it. If you put both parts together, you start with a basic D chord. And let me go to the sixth string just so you can hear it better. So I have finger one on the third string second, finger two on the first string second, finger three is on the second string third. The basic strumming pattern is down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, up, down. This is 6/8 time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now what you're hearing on the first downstroke is a hammer-on. So that's finger one starts with the third string open. The downstroke will have the fourth, third, maybe the second string. And then we hammer on that first finger to the second fret. Keep it down, down, up, down, up. And then we do it again halfway through the measure. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 1 and 4. Now, on the studio version, what you have next is this. So what happened here is I let go of fingers 1 and 2. I kept the third finger on the second string, third fret. I hit the fifth string open and hammered finger 2 onto the fifth string, and at the same time put finger 1 on the first string, second fret. Then down, up, down, up. So this is like a C add 9 flat 5 or sharp 4. But basically what we're hearing is this, that F sharp continuing even when we go to this C add 9 chord. So far we have this. Now for the next chord, once again we take fingers 1 and 2 off and we get this. What you're hearing there is I'm hitting the 5th string open and then hammering finger 1 onto the 2nd fret. At the same time, put finger 2 on the 1st string 2nd fret so you can go down, up, down. So once again, we have that 1st string 2nd fret and the 2nd string 3rd fret down for all three chords. And you'll notice that the D was a full measure of 6/8. 1, 2, 3, 4. But these next two chords share the measure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So if you have to do the riff by yourself on one guitar, that's how you do that. If you're using two guitars, like they do when they play it live, and like they very well may have done in the studio, but you couldn't really break out the two guitars from each other, here's what you would do.